let's move on to the next presentation, which is going to be from Tim.
Tim Redding, Program Analyst, BOM.
Department. The main Department of Environmental Protection, just to make sure that there's no confusion. This is, my understanding is that this is a separate process from when the application would come in and we would review all the site assessment for environmental concerns at that time. This is just for the request for competitive interest, and this is separate from the application that was revised.
The request for competitive interest sort of leads out the process, and based on the responses we get, there's sort of a fourth in the road. If we get no competitive interest, we take that first process. If there is competitive interest, we take that second process. And there's a review process, including the NEPA, for each one.
Thank you.
Build on that point, you're describing the process that BOEM goes through with the federal process, but the state will also have a state jurisdiction under the Coastal Management Act, federal consistency provisions, which the developer has agreed to go through. So there is a separate state permitting process that, as much as possible, will be coordinated with your process and relying on the same data and information that's submitted to BOEM. So our intent and what begins with the task force process is that coordination to make it really efficient.
Right, and we would plan on the state being cooperative